Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've, of course, been following these stories very, very closely and the developments in terms of the negotiations for the release of the hostages. Hundreds have protested in Tel Aviv and DC. Negotiators said to believe that the chance of a hostage deal is close to zero. The U.S. is also pessimistic. Families reportedly told that the deal is unlikely to happen, as Netanyahu and Sinwar both have hardened their stances. Well, it's almost impossible to imagine how difficult this is for the families. Yair Moses, his mother, Margalit Moses, was released as part of the hostage release plan, but his father is unfortunately still being held hostage by Hamas. Yair, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Hi, hello. I'm it's tough, very tough days, very tough 11 months, actually.
Of course.
And but we do whatever we can in order for this deal to happen and for my father and all the others to be back home.
When was the last time? Well, in fact, if you can just give us a sense of your father's situation, where he was taken from, just for listeners, to remind listeners.
Sure. My father, Gadi, was taken from Kibbutz Nir Oz. Also, my mother was taken from there. They live in different houses. We had only one sign of life from December, one video that was released by Islamic Jihad. But since then, we have no information if he's alive or not, what condition he's held, no information about his medical health. He needs medicines, of course. He's 80 years old, so anyone in this age needs some medicines. And we don't know anything. Is he getting, what he's getting? Is he getting food, water, air? We don't know anything.
And you say the last sign of life from him was in December. There's been none of the the rescued hostages, or there's been no other.
No, none of the released or rescued hostages has seen. So we don't have any information except this video.
Which is enormously, enormously difficult. So therefore, really, the focus is, I would imagine, on trying to do a deal for his release. What has the last few weeks been like for you?
It's a terrible roller coaster. It's amazing. They're talking, we are close, and then we are far, and then we are close, and then we are far. And actually, you become a bit, I don't know how to say it, but you don't build your expectation too much when you hear that there are some progress, because then the disappointment is terrible. So we learned to be very cautious when they're talking. There are some talks and chances. And it's the same when they say there is no progress and no nothing. So I hope that behind the scenes something is happening and not just talking about nothing has been done and everything. So it's a very, very hard times, and you try to keep on and believe, keep the faith and believe he's alive and will be there, and do whatever you can in order to accelerate it.
Is there a unified view from the hostage families, or is there a or do people have different strategies from within the group?
No, there are 101 people, so it's many, many families, and sometimes within inside the families there are different opinions. And actually, we don't know what is right and what is wrong. So each one does whatever he thinks is the best thing to do. And maybe if in the same family or between the families are different opinions, one of them will do the best. So we try. Some are more active against the government. Some are more say, let's do demonstration for when everyone can continue, and some say we stay home and wait for the government and there to do whatever they can. So the variety is very big, and we're united in one thing, that we want our loved ones back home, whoever is still alive to be back and rehabilitate and return to life as much as possible, and all the dead people also need to be buried properly. This is something that unites us all. What actions we need to do,
in order to achieve that.
Yes.
The and in terms of communication, towards the beginning, it wasn't great, the communication from government. Has that improved?
Yes, it's been improved, and we get information when things happen, and we know about things that are about to be happen. Sometimes, you know, not always they're the first to alert us, because today with the telegram, people know that and rumors start to run very, very fast. And the government updates us only when something is officially approved, not just when it's a rumor.
Right.
But yeah, the communication was improved significantly. But unfortunately, now they don't have too much to give us, too much information about most of our loved ones. Some people get from time to time some life signs or something, but for us, it didn't help because it didn't get anything.
Right. It's very, very frightening that you live waiting for information. And I recall that when the information around the murder of the six a few weeks ago, that there was a lot of some information was released too early, or there was a leak. Is that something that causes a lot of anxiety and pain for the hostage families?
Of course, because when you hear something like this, we heard that six bodies were recovered, and then the names start to run, and you don't know if it's true, is it not true. And because all the people know it, you don't get it officially updated by the officials that suppose and knows how to tell you this. You just get a message, a WhatsApp message or a Telegram message that says, these are the names, and it's very, very frightening. But we try to talk to people and say, don't spread these rumors before they're officially approved, because the anxiety to the families, until it's officially, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's just beyond belief. And our hearts and our prayers are with you, with all of the families. And please, God, you will see a return of your father so that he can be returned to health. And as you said, whatever normality is after that. Yair Moses talking to us, his mother, Margalit Moses, was released as part of the hostage deal that planned back in the early part of the war. His father, unfortunately, 80 years old, still being held hostage by Hamas. It is 8:42.